bright intruder up in Cassiopeia is Saul, our son. David stared at the sun, just a point of pale yellow light, bright, but not exceptionally so. And yet that spark of light was the source of all life on earth. And the sun, the earth, and all the planets, and every place any human had ever visited, might have been eclipsed by a grain of sand.
"She's pretty," Mary said.
Bobby didn't reply.
"It really is a window into the past."
"It's not so magical," Bobby said. "Every time you watch a movie, you're looking into the past."
"Come on," she whispered. "All you can see is what some camera operator or editor chooses to show you. And mostly, even on a news show, the people you're watching know the camera is there. Now with this, you can look at anybody, anytime, anywhere, whether a camera is present or not. You've watched this scene before, haven't you?"
"I've had to."
"Why?"
"Because this is when she's supposed to have committed her crime."
"Stealing virtual reality secrets from IBM? She doesn't look like she's committing any crime to me."
That annoyed him. "What do you expect her to do, put on a black mask?" "Sorry."
"It's okay. I know this is difficult. Why would she do it? I know she was working for Hiram, but she didn't exactly love him."
"Oh,
she loved you."
He looked away. "The FBI case is that she wanted to get some credit in Hiram's eyes. Then Hiram might accept her relationship with me. That was her motive, says the FBI. So, this. At some point, she was going to tell him what she had done."
"And you don't believe it?"
"Mary, you don't know Kate. That just isn't her agenda." He smiled. "Believe me, if she wants me, she'll just take me, whatever Hiram feels. But there is evidence against her. The techs have crawled all over the equipment she used. They restored deleted files which showed that data about IBM test runs had been present in the memory she used." Mary gestured at the screen.
"But we can look into the past. Who cares about computer traces? Has anybody actually seen her open up a big fat file with an IBM logo?"
"No. But that doesn't prove anything. Not in the eyes of the prosecution, anyway. Kate knew about the worm cam. Perhaps she even guessed that it would eventually have past viewing capabilities, and she could be monitored retrospectively, so she covered herself." Mary snorted again.
"She'd have to be a devious genius to pull off something like that."
"You haven't met Kate," he repeated dryly.
"And anyhow, all this is circumstantial. Is that the right word?"
"Yes. If not for the worm cam, she'd be out of there by now. But she hasn't even come to trial yet. The Supreme Court is working on a new legal framework governing admissibility of worm cam evidence, and meanwhile a lot of cases, including Kate's, have been put on hold." With an impulsive stab, he cleared the screen.
"Doesn't this trouble you?"
Mary asked now.
"The way they're using the worm cams?"
"They?"
"Big corporations watching each other. The FBI watching us all. I believe Kate is innocent, but somebody here surely spied on IBM with a worm cam."
With the certainty of youth, she said,
"Either everybody should have worm cams or nobody should."
He said, "Maybe you're right, but it isn't going to happen."
"But the stuff you showed me? The next generation? The squeezed vacuum approach?"
"You'll have to find somebody else to argue with." They sat in silence for a time. Then she said,
"If I had a time viewer, I'd use it all the time. But I wouldn't use it to look at shitty stuff over and over. I'd look at nice stuff. Why don't you look back a bit further, to some time when you were happy with her?"
Somehow that hadn't occurred to him, and he recoiled. She said,
"Well, why not?"
"Because it's gone, in the past. What's the point of looking back?"
"If the present is shitty and the future is worse, the past is all you've got."
He frowned. Her face, so like her mother's, was pale, composed, her frank blue eyes steady.
"You're missing your father."
This is the end of this cassette. This program is continued on side one of cassette number 4.